You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Two Bengals making news, making headlines, getting talked about right now. T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, current Bengals. How long were they big Bengals? They're both on the hook for next year at the moment, but there's some debate and some conversation about some of these things going around. So let's start with Mixon. All right. Look, we're here again with Joe Mixon. You know, like, this is where we're every year when they're talking about, all right, is he, you know, he's making this much. You know, is that too much? Could they, you know, do better than that? What are they going to do here? Right. And we got to think about that. You know, like, that's part of the deal. That's part of the business. I get it. He did just restructure. You know, he took a deal, trying to help out the team, trying to stick around, wants to win a Super Bowl, wants to win a Super Bowl with his group. And obviously it didn't work out for them last year, right? He has one more year on that deal. That is something they could get out of, with not too much dead cap. And they're going to save some money. I think it was like $5.8 million, something like that. They can save by getting rid of Mixon. But who are you replacing Joe Mixon with, right? Like, that's what you have to ask yourself here. Who are you going to replace yourself with? And it's not, can you get somebody cheaper than Joe Mixon? It's, can you get somebody, you know, how much money are you saving compared to that $5.8 million that you're free up? I mean, if you, Moss is a guy that's been talked about, right? A lot, right? If you're getting him for like $4 million, well, now you're down to like less than $2 million that you've really saved. And you know, you got a younger guy, maybe you got a little bit more athleticism there, fair enough. But how much are you really saving? You know, if you can get like a real bargain guy, it's a different story. If, you know, for a guy like Chase Brown, you've already got on the roster, like, hey, you got Chase Brown there, that's great, right? But, you know, are you gonna bring back Travion? All right, can you get Travion on a deal? Do you think that's going to help you? Do you think you can get more out of Chris Evans? All right, we haven't really seen anything to believe that one of those guys could step into a larger role. So they need somebody else, right? So, like, at this point, that's where I'm at with it. You know, unless they draft somebody on day three, you know, use a day three pick at a cheap replacement, that route, I don't know. And then you got to make sure you feel good about the guy, right? That you're comfortable in that situation. I don't know how much they're actually saving. You know, like, you're not going to, you, like, you cut Mixon and you go on instead of Saquon, right? You're losing money. You know, like, you're gaining Saquon, which is notable, but you're losing money on that deal. So what have you really done here? I mean, you improved your team in that situation. But when we talk about the money stuff, it's not really on the table anymore. It's not really the same sort of factor. All right, now let's get into T. Higgins. Okay, T. Higgins, there was an article that came out. Lindsey Patterson reposted it and kind of taken an excerpt from it, right, that the Bengals were working on a long-term deal. They want to get him done long-term. That it wasn't just about tagging him or letting him walk or tagging trade or anything like that. And within a few hours, he was officially tagged. That was put out there. So, what does that mean? Not a whole hell of a lot of anything. You know, it could be just a reaction. It could be that news breaking that they were trying to sign a long term. Somehow screwed up the negotiating position. Could be the official announcement of the cap number screwed up. You know, the numbers where they're at. Put them farther away than they thought they were going to be, and they're like, all right, crap, we just got to do this right now. You know, like, it doesn't mean anything. Like, they still have time. They still have the whole damn summer to figure this shit out. So let's chill. Let's relax here. I believe the plan is and has always been to 100% have him next year. I don't think they're ready to cut bait on this thing yet. I believe that the plan is and has always been to try and sign him long term. And I realize how crazy it sounds, the idea of having Burrow, Higgins, and Chase all sign long term, but I think they want to do it. Obviously, the hiccup, the problem, is the money, and not just the money, but the guaranteed money. And that is the way that the Bengals work. That is the way the Minnesota Vikings work. They're going through a very similar thing with Justin Jefferson. So don't think you're trading T for Jefferson and getting out of it that way. That ain't going to work. The Vikings are in the same sort of situation right now with that scenario. Now, we know the Bengals break their own rules for the right guy, all right, and particularly the right quarterback. And we know they broke their own rules for Joe, right? How much does his influence matter? Do they break the rules for the guy he wants, for his guy, right? And make no mistake, he went to school with Chase, but T's his guy. Like, yeah, that year they were like half a year, right? They were T first, but T's his boy, all right? Not diminishing anything with him and Chase, but, and like, he wants that guy there. So what are they willing to do to keep QB1 happy? Beyond just giving him the contract he wants, structuring his contract the way he wants it, are they willing to structure T's contract the way he wants it as well? So I think they definitely want those guys back. I think they want Joe back too. I mean, and there's been a lot of talk. There's a talk every week. Oh, well, they're going to cut him. They're going to do this. They're going to get that. You can't have him for that much. Well, like I said, there's the replacement cost that has to be affected. And there's also the human cost of it too. I mean, like, Joe Mixon is really, really well liked and really, really respected in that room and in that offense and on that team. And it's something that, you know, because of how he came into the league, because of the things in his past, like, not enough attention is drawn to, like, everything we hear out of Cincy is that he's like an incredible teammate, that he's an incredible supporter of everything they're doing, everything they're building. So you have to take that into account too. Like, his impact is more than yards per carry, more than yards per contact, more than picking up a free blitzer, more than all of that stuff, right? There's a human impact, there's a leadership impact, and the rah-rah stuff that we tend to think is crap isn't crap. I'm sorry. But, like, even as a young coach, I used to always think, well, that's not going to work. That's stupid. Things don't really go like that. Man, all the Disney movie crap works. Like, and I'm telling you, I'm sure it works at that level, too. I never coached at the pro level, but I'm sure some of that shit works at that level, too. All right? It doesn't seem like it should, but it flipping does. So, Mixon has some value there too. I think they would like to bring both those guys back. I think that is definitely the plan, is to bring those guys back. I don't know how much we're really saving on a Mixon deal. If they can get a rookie and it makes sense, maybe they do something like that, because it doesn't make sense to have three guys able to get on the field. But even then, I can see them, you know, let them stick it out and stay around for another year and kind of working the other guy slowly. It's kind of their jam. That's kind of the way they do things. They don't like throwing guys into the fire all the time. So I can definitely see that happen. As we get into the T replacement factor too, like, could I see them draft a guy? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think if the right guy comes, they're going to do it. I do think they like Andre Yoshifas quite a bit. I think he has done some really, really good things. And, you know, like, he's a rookie. Like, he wasn't perfect. But, man, he's done some really nice things, some really impressive things. Tremendous athlete. And I think he's a guy that could step into that role. I think he's the right kind of guy to step into that role. And especially if you do something really strong, maybe they draft a strong replacement for Tyler Boyd as a slot guy. Maybe they draft a strong tight end, you know, where they have for that matter, pick one up. They do a really good job at tight end. They find a guy who's going to, you know, help them out and be a bigger factor in the pass game as well, You know, I think it balances out if you don't have the two big dogs. You want the two big dogs. The players have the two big dogs. But we'll see how it goes. And I would cut Yoshi out in that situation. Anyway, I'm Emmanuel. This was Coach Speak Hoodie.